Shalom to all. Today we're learning Chazal Matzia Parak Zayin Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esbras Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Find Ruziv Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us Kaitzitz Admai De'Atzmai. A person can make a stipulation for himself, meaning he's being hired to do work. Our example was picking grapes, and we know that he's allowed to eat from those grapes in Midaraisa. But if he wants, he can make a stipulation with the owner: I'm not going to eat from any of the grapes, and you're just going to give me extra money. And furthermore, Adei Benay B'Tag Dalim, he can make the stipulation for his older son or daughter that are going to be doing work, Adei Adav Shichasag Dalim, or for his older servant or maidservant that are going to be doing work, Alidei Ishtoi, or for his wife that's going to be doing work. And why is this? They have das. They're able to be meichel on this ability of theirs to eat in order to get more money. Aval, however, he's on to make a stipulation with the owner for his son or daughter who are under Bar Bas Mitzvah, and not for a servant or maidservant who are ketanim, and not for his animal either. Let's say he owns a cow and he rents it out for threshing. He's on to make a stipulation with the Baal Bayis: I'm going to muzzle my cow and you're going to give me more money. And why is that? All these people that we just mentioned, and the animal as well, they don't have das, they're not able to be meichel on this ability of theirs to eat, and therefore he's not allowed to make the stipulation. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Hasoichas Apayolim, Lasus B'Neter Avai Shalai. A fellow hires workers to do work with his Neter Avai. We know that the first 3 years of fruit that grow on a tree are called Arla, and they're not allowed to be eaten, and the fourth year is called Neter Avai. It's allowed to be eaten, but it has to be brought up to Yerushalayim, unless, of course, it's redeemed, he's paid to it, and transfers his Kedusha onto money. So this guy hired workers to pick his Neter Avai grapes. Harei ilu lo yechelu, they're not allowed to eat them. However, im lo hadion, if he didn't tell them beforehand, I'm hiring you to do work with Neter Avai, he just simply said, I'm hiring you to do work with my grapes, paidu machilon, so then he has to redeem these grapes and feed the workers, because if not, it's a mekach tois. It would turn out that they agreed to do the work off of false pretenses. They thought that they were going to be allowed to eat, and now he springs on them, by the way, guys, it's Neter Avai, you can't eat it. And therefore, in this situation, he would have to be paided, he'd have to redeem the fruit, and then they'd be allowed to eat it. Similarly, Nisparsui Gulav, let's say his fig cakes got broken apart. This is where they would take a whole bunch of figs and squish them together into like one big lump, which is called a fig cake, and it started breaking apart, and he needed to hire experts to smush it back together. Or Nispatu Chaviyosov, the lid of his wine barrels started opening, and he needed to hire an expert to seal it. They're not allowed to eat from these things because it's already after Gemar Malacha. It's already after everything was finished. As we already learned in a previous Mishnah, after Gemar Malacha, the workers are not allowed to eat from that which they're working with. However, if he didn't tell them, if he just said, hey worker, can you please come over and do work with my figs or do work with my wine, the guy thinks he's going to be able to eat from it. So then, Ma'asr Machilon, the Baal Bayis, has to take Ma'asr off of these things and allow the worker to eat, because again, if not, it's a mekach tois. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Chasu and Tess, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.